The Book of 1 Chronicles, Chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David to Hebron, saying, "Look, we are your bone and your flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh your God said to you, 'You will be shepherd of my people Israel, and you will be leader over my people Israel.'" So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, the same as Jebus, and the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, "You will not come in here." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same is the city of David. And David said, "Whoever strikes the Jebusites first will be chief and captain." And Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first and was made chief. And David dwelt in the stronghold. Therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about from Millo even round about. And Joab repaired the rest of the city. And David waxed greater and greater, for Yahweh of hosts was with him. Now these are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who showed themselves strong with him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jishbal, the son of a Hachmonite, chief of the elite troops. He lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdammim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a plot of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And they stood in the midst of the plot and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And Yahweh saved them by a great victory. And three, the elite of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam. And the host of the Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me water to drink of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to Yahweh and said, "My God forbid it of me that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their souls in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their souls they brought it." Therefore he would not drink it. The three mighty men did these things. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the three, for he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them and had a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honorable than the two and was made their captain. Nevertheless, he didn't attain to the three. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a man of valor of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, he slew the two sons of Ariel of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things, and had a name among the three mighty men. Look, he was more honorable than the 30, but he didn't attain to the three, and David set him over his guard. Also the mighty men of the armies, Asahel the brother of Joab, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Hararite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathothite, Sibekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophathite, Held the son of Bana the Netophathite, Idai the son of Ribai of Jibah of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah the Perathonite, Hurai of the brooks of Gosh, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Bahurumite, Eliaba the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan the son of Shaji the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphel the son of Hefer the Meturathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Narai the son of Ezbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Barathite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabed the son of Ahlai, Adna the son of Sheza the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Makkah, and Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarathite, Shama and Jael the sons of Hotham the Aroerite, Jediel the son of Shimri, and Johah his brother, the Tizzite, Eliel the Mahavite and Jeribai, and Jeshaviah, the sons of Elnam and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel and Obed and Jasiel the Mezabite,